So, you know, one of the issues, obviously, when you look at the issue of risk for TLS, renal function is a very important issue. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about renal function with age and other, you mentioned medications. What are the major things you look at when you just clinically are going to assess renal function?
Yeah, so I think almost universally, most hospitals have adopted what's called the estimated GFR. That's where you take in the creatinine, the age, the gender, or the race, ethnicity of the patient, and it goes into a logarithmic equation, which has been validated in many populations. Previously, we used what was called the Cockcroft-Gault. Now it's been replaced with what's called the MDRD equation. And this gives you a nice estimate of what is the GFR, glomerular filtration rate. How well are the kidneys filtering the blood? And so what you'll find is creatinines of one in a 20-year-old may be perfectly fine, but a creatinine of one in a 80-year-old frail cachectic individual may signify a GFR of 50 or 60. And so the GFR is a much better reflection of kidney function as opposed to the absolute serum creatinine level alone. So especially in the elderly or the cachectic in our cancer patients who are emaciated, you really have to look at the MDRD or the estimated GFR as opposed to an absolute creatinine level. That can be very misleading. Oftentimes, the serum creatinine may be quote-unquote normal. But if you were actually measure the true GFR with a nuclear medicine scan or iothalamic clearance or a formal study, you'll find that most of these patients will have at least stage three chronic kidney disease. So it's not unusual for these patients if they were to get a contrast study and their creatinine appears normal and they develop renal failure or acute kidney injury afterwards, and everyone's surprised, well, the creatinine was essentially normal at the beginning. Well, the true GFR really was not normal. It just appeared that way in this older patient who probably has low muscle mass to begin with.
Clinically, what's a typical GFR for a 30-year-old, a 60-year-old, and a 90-year-old?
Yeah, so in the 20 to 30-year-old, you'll find the normal GFR is probably somewhere around 100 to 120 milliliters per minute per meter squared. If you were to look at the older population, the 60, 70, 80-year-old, it's probably drops on the average probably somewhere around 60 to 70. That includes all comers, not just patients with cancer.